with your head erect and back straight. With new power, strength and love, you walk forward, Trinity, to your place as on the positioning chart. And experience the miracle of having become an integrated Trinity. Recommit and own your own authentic self so that your future will be one of integration, one of strength, one of power, and one of peace. Make your resolution now in the light on how you will deal with problems and negative patterns in the future as a new integrated Trinity. Vow to be aware, awake, and recycle. Make your commitments to yourself on how you're going to live your life. Sanctuary. Everyone in your sanctuary has been permitted to experience what went on with you in the realm of the light. They were awed by your wedding of selves and the light's presence. And Trinity, look forward to your left. There's your mother probably crying. She was attuned to what took place for you in the light. She's been moved. Once again, look inside her abdomen and see her as she was when she was that one day old baby. A new innocent soul. The baby who had to grow up to a lifetime of pain and rejection. Had to learn negativity and passed it on to you. Now let your eyes rise from the baby and look upward into the face of the adult woman, your mother. Know that this woman, your mother, is an extension of her innocent baby. Speak softly to her as you take her in your arms and warmly hug her. Hold her tightly. Hold her close. She might be uncomfortable being loved. Just hold her anyway. Let your power of love win her over. And silently repeat these words to your mother as you hear them. Mother, you saw what happened to me today. I learned to like myself. I love myself. I know I am worthy. I am good enough. I have finally learned how to forgive myself, accept myself, and love myself. I stopped blaming myself, and I will not blame you anymore. I know you better now, Mother, than you may have ever known yourself. I understand you and don't condemn you. I have deep compassion for you, Mother of mine. I truly forgive you, Mother. I accept you for who you are. As I hold and feel your warm body next to mine and look deeply into your eyes, know that you cannot reject me anymore, nor can I, or will I reject you. for the first time in my life and yours, I give you my selfless love. I love you, Mother. My cup runneth over. I'm giving you to give at last. I'm not giving to you to get. I have no expectations of you. I simply want you to know that I love you. Now and forevermore, Mother, I forgive you all that you have done to me. In a moment you will be having a private loving reunion as you accept her, forgive her, and love her. Speak to her in your own words. In this experience, apologize to your mother for your rebellion, the hurts and blame you put on her. Ask her to forgive you for mirroring her negativity back to her vindictively. Trinity, give and receive absolution from your mother. You might start by saying, I love you. Having done this, kiss her gently and place her down. And look to your right. There's Father, probably fidgeting uncomfortably. There is a mist in his eyes. He's been moved. He saw what happened to you today. He experienced your loving reunion with your mother. He now has awareness of what he did to you consciously and unconsciously. And he is in pain. He does not know how to handle it. You, Trinity of Love, walk up to this poor man who could not love freely. If he gave to you, he gave to get. Perhaps he could not give anything. Poor man. He learned it from his parents, just as your mother did from hers. See in his abdomen the one day old innocent baby, whose perfection was spoiled through negative love. Reach out and take your adult father into your arms, knowing that he is an extension of his baby. Hold him lovingly in your arms. He might be uncomfortable being loved. Let your love fill him and ease his pain. And as you hear these words, repeat them silently to your father. Father, Dad, you just saw what happened to me. I learned to like me. actually love me. And I grew up. I am one with myself. In my search for me, I found love for my mother. In my search for myself, Father, I found out who you really are. I now know and understand you for the first time in my life. I have deep compassion for you, as well as for myself. I cannot blame you anymore, nor do I blame myself. I accept you, my Father, just as I accept myself. Just as I told Mom, I am okay, I am worthy, and I love myself. For the first time in our lives, as I give you this warm hug, a gift to you to give. I am not giving to get. I am giving you my selfless love. I love you, Dad. Holding your father, have your private love scene. Embrace him powerfully and warmly. Give him your absolution. Apologize to him for what you did to him, all the times you ignored him, rebelled against him, criticized him, competed with him. Receive forgiveness from him and lift your burden of guilt. You might want to start by saying, I love you. Having done this, gently kiss him and then place him down. Escort father over to mother. Put your arms around both of them. Their spirits have no quarrel with each other. They have love in their hearts. Have a joyful reunion, the three of you. If either is deceased, tell them in spirit that you are one with them, and that you will invite them to visit you here in your sanctuary often. But now, have a three-way reunion. Have a loving reunion. Smile. And kiss each other gently and lovingly. Don't hold back. Say whatever it is you wish, from your heart to theirs. Claim your independence and freedom with love. Tell them that you no longer need to vindictively transfer them onto others and thus destroy relationships. Own your own strength and power of self-love and love for others. and take a deep breath. And please stand with your eyes closed. Now turn your attention to your mother and look into this woman's eyes, and with deep respect speak these words to her, repeating after me. Dear mother, I bow before you and I thank you for having conceived me, carried me, and given me birth. In our journey together, you have often hurt me very much. And I have disregarded and denied my spiritual self and yours. I now let go of my promise, which consciously or unconsciously I made to myself, to hurt you. And to honor you, I live the life given to me. With self-responsibility, joy, and love. With respect and appreciation for my spiritual self and yours. May nothing that has happened have been in vain. Thus I take with gratitude what you could give me. And from this day on, I shall take care of anything that comes to meet me in life. Make a bow of gratitude to this woman. And then turn your attention to your father. And then look into this man's eyes. And with deep respect, speak these words to him. Dear Father, I bow before you and thank you for having conceived me and for the strength to live that you have given me. In our journey together, you have often hurt me very much. I have disregarded and denied my spiritual self and yours. I now let go of my promise, which consciously or unconsciously I made to myself to hurt you. To honor you, I live the life given to me. With self-responsibility, joy, and love. With respect and appreciation for my spiritual self and yours. May nothing that has happened have been in vain. Thus I take with gratitude what you could give me, and from this day on, I shall take care of anything that comes to meet me in life. make a bow of gratitude to this man. And now, allow yourself to relax again in your body. Your father now turns to your mother and says, "My dear, do you remember our song?" And she smiles, nodding. Your father stretches out a hand to your mother and asks her, "May I have this dance?" And he takes her in his arms, and they dance. Yes, they dance away, back in time,
the first time,
getting younger and younger, back in time when you were not even in their life yet, when it was just the two of them.
I thought the sun
father holding mother with such tenderness.
And the moon and the stars,
with deep respect in his eyes.
Were the gifts
and love.
You gave to the dark.
And they look into each other's eyes. Mother melts into her father's arms, feeling completely safe.
Ever I kissed your mouth.
You can see how much love there's between them.
I felt the earth move.
Kiss with so much love and tenderness.
Like the trembling heart of a captive bird.
In total harmony with each other. Mother with so much tenderness.
I felt your heart so close to mine.
You can sense their heart beating. Holding each other's gaze, radiating love.
your face.
Nor ask your guide to escort your parents back to their places. Watch as they become settled and quiet. Return to your place, Trinity, and take a deep breath and exhale. Look. Behind your mother stands her parents. There's a psychic cord from each of your mother's parents' navels right through your mother's back to your mother's navel and out again to your navel, connecting you from generation to generation. This is your negative love cord, tying and binding you in the endless chain of negative love. It's gnarled and twisted. It's a horrid psychic cord full of all the negativities and all the devastating patterns of negative attachment. The flow of these negative love traits is now blocked from entering you. You have accomplished this through your work in the process. Now look to your right. Behind your father are his parents. Again, there's an ugly psychic cord of negative love like a twisted cable running from each of his parents' navels through your father's back to his navel, out again to your navel. The flow is also blocked in this cord thanks to your process work. The cords are ugly, slimy, twisted, and repulsive. They're full of all the destructive negative patterns that were passed down to you from generation to generation. From great-grandparents to grandparents to parents and then to you. You do not want them attached to you anymore. You have had enough. Use your hands. Reach out for the cords like you are reaching for two reins. Grab each cord with one hand. The cords that have tied you to generations of negative love. Grasp them tightly. And now yank them out of your mother's body. Yank them out of your father's body. And yank them out of your body. Rip them out and drop them on the ground. There's no wound. The root ends of these cords that have been insidiously attached to you your entire life are on the ground in front of you. The pulsating ends of the horrible negative love cords that have tied you from generation to generation are now oozing out their poisonous pus, the negative life energy. Visualize your most devastating patterns and all the hundreds of others oozing out the negative energy from the pulsating ends of the evil twisted cord. They collapse and die. And breathe a sigh of relief as you look at this mess of negative love before you. Dead. Dead at last. Psychically dead. Good. Good riddance. You no longer need to be negatively connected to your parents. You can love them positively. You have given and received forgiveness. You have pulled out the cords. And your guide walks up to these twisted dead cords and raises their hands over this disgusting mess which has limited your entire life and created your feelings of unlovability. Radiating from your guide's fingertips is a powerful white light. The energy of God's love flows through your guide's fingertips and zap! It all disintegrates. The mound of your negativity has disintegrated. Allow your Trinity to be filled with a new peace, a new serenity, a new understanding, A deeply felt understanding with no condemnation for yourself or your parents or others. You're filled with God's love for yourself, your parents and others. You feel whole, for you are indeed a diamond of love. You're experiencing a new high, a natural high. You are the light. You came from the source of all creation. Today, you became your own savior. You have matured and found true adulthood. Now turn to the spiritual selves of those to your right on your positioning chart, including the trinities of your living or dead brothers and sisters, wife, husband, lover, children, stepchildren, ex-wives, ex-husbands, ex-lovers. They have been watching. Some are crying, some are confused. Others are openly wishing that it could have been them today, finding their essence of peace and love. These are people whom, out of negative love, you consciously or unconsciously have hurt, or who have hurt you. In a few moments, you will make your peace with the spiritual selves of the two most important people on your positioning chart. Forgive them and ask them for forgiveness. You can give to them to give now. Let this be a true confession from your soul to their souls, whether dead or alive. This is your day of atonement. Open the floodgates of your love. Your cup of love runneth over. You are love, and you can forgive them. They did not know what they did. Have a reunion. Give them your love. Only in giving of love is true receiving possible. Let go of your guilt, and let them release their guilt. Everyone is guilty. No one is to blame. Acknowledge this truth. Speak quietly to them and set them free. Experience your relief of lifting the burden of guilt through giving and receiving forgiveness. Allow yourself to make peace with all the important people in your life. Embrace each and everyone in your sanctuary at this moment, including your parents and your grandparents. Then have everyone return to their places of being on the earth plane or in the spirit plane. You can invite them to return any time, but now let them go. Let them go. Always remember when you see them in person, it is you who have changed, not them. Today, your loving child became an adult. You have become integrated. You're blessed and wed by God as one. You are indeed positive love. In claiming your freedom today from your parents, you have cut the puppet strings, cut the cords. You have set yourself free. Allow yourself to celebrate your own aloneness. You will never be lonely. It will be wonderful to experience your new integrated being. If your parents are still living, you have something to communicate to them in person. As soon as you feel that the time is right, usually no sooner than 1 week, but as quickly as possible after that, go to them wherever they are in the world. And when you see your mothers, spend some loving time with her. Always be aware of her little child inside of her. Take a little psychic screwdriver and make sure your buttons are unscrewed. Then, when she presses your buttons, it won't ring any bells. You won't react with the old patterns. You'll respond lovingly. And then do the following, and please do it the way we suggest. People who don't do it this way often find they have to go back and do it again. Take your mother aside and arouse her curiosity by saying, "Mom, I have something important to tell you." And she might say, "What is it?" And you answer, "Mom, please be perfectly still. I've got something important to tell you." Get her excited. Arouse her curiosity. She may think you are getting married or divorced, or you're having a baby, or lost your job, or are buying a house. When you have her hanging onto your words, then quietly look into her eye, reach out for her, warmly hug her and say, "Mom, I just want to tell you, I love you." That's all. That's all you say. You create a dramatic experience that has tremendous power. The power of love. She may have all kinds of reactions. Remember, it's you who have changed, not your mother. Maybe she will just smile and say, "Of course, you know I've always loved you. You know how difficult it was with your father. You know I had to work to help support the family." She may start explaining how hard she tried to be a good mother. All kinds of defensiveness and rationalizations might come out. Quietly listen. Then take her into your arms and say, "Shh, Mom, I love you." And she'll melt in your arms. The drama is important. Just as you experience the drama of this process, be dramatic. Don't do it as an exercise because we ask you to do it. Do it because you love her. You care for her soul. Give her what she always needed. Unconditional love. The same drama is to be enacted with your father if he is living. Be sure when you approach him, you invoke his curiosity the same way you do with mother. Feel the emotion of the moment pour out to him. Warmly hug this man and say, dead. I just want you to know I love you. Let it pour out from your heart. For you know that you are loving his spirit inside of him, not his negativity. You know he still has his negativity. He hasn't changed. Mother hasn't changed. You have. He may still try to push your buttons, but you have disconnected them. You have the power. With your own free will, give him your love. And many fathers get flustered.
Well, you know, I love you. I just didn't know how to show it.
Or he may cry in your arms, receiving what he always yearned for. Unconditional love. One of the most beautiful things to experience is children and parents coming together in love. In this process, you get rid of the anger, grudge carrying and blaming, so you can live in peace. Everyone was guilty. No one was to blame. Least of all, your parents or yourself. If the yoke is to be lifted from you, you must give your parents unconditional love. If your parents are dead, know that you have completed with them today and beautifully in your mind sanctuary. You can always commune with their spirits. Remember, your parents, dead or alive, cannot hurt you anymore unless you consent to it. No one can make you feel unloved or inferior unless you consent to it. Today you vow to love yourself and them, to acknowledge the light within and the light beyond. Always see your mother and father's spirits for the diamonds they truly are. And remember the child within them who has felt unloved. If living, also ask for forgiveness of your husband or wife, your lovers, your ex-spouse and ex-lovers, a strange wife or husband, everybody whose trinities were present on your right in your sanctuary. Yes, literally ask for forgiveness from all the people in your life whom you have hurt. Ask for forgiveness in person. Give and receive atonement. Atone for your vindictiveness and experience the meaning of that word, atonement, and you will find at-one-ment. Include your children if they are old enough to understand. Your children will be happy at last to find their loving parent, and oh, are probably going to test you over and over again. They're not going to trust you right away. After all, they have a history with you. They're going to test your sincerity and make sure you have changed. And you will be equal to the test because your love is stronger than their skepticism. Finally, they will surrender to your loving positivity. Your guide now takes your hand and returns you to this room to stand before the last aspect of your quadrant, your body. Your body has witnessed your growth and integration, Trinity, and is eager to create a loving, integrated partnership with you. Trinity, look upon your body and repeat after me. Dear body, love It's the rendering, the flowing, the outpouring. The outgoing of emotional goodness. To myself first, and then to those around me. Body, I accept and love you unconditionally. I love you for who you are and what you are. I love you for the movement in space and miracle you are. I love you for your new aliveness and spontaneity. I love you for your commitment to let go of the past. I love you for your vow to recycle negative love into positive love. I will learn more and more of the beauty of having you, my body. I will enjoy life and love with you. I will enjoy intimacy with you and with someone I love. All that I am now and am becoming, I will be with my new positivity. For I am about to enter you and fill you, my physical body. I am about to bring healing to you, my body. And when we are one as a new quadrinity, we will flow along on our river of life, living each day in the present with positivity. We will experience life with peace, with self-acceptance, forgiveness, and love. With understanding and compassion for ourselves and others. Yes, self-esteem and self-love are ours. Trinity, sit down into your body, melt and fuse. Experience your Trinity flooding and filling your body with light as you become one solid quadrinity, bringing you peace, bringing you healing, bringing you tranquility, bringing you wholeness. Bringing you God, bringing you light, bringing you love. I ask you now, still with your eyes closed, to stand. You rise to take your place in the world. Feel yourself in your body, fully alive, full of power and light and love. Fully present to this moment. feel your energy moving through you as you breathe, filling you, vitalizing you. You are an integrated quadrinity present to all parts of your being. And right in front of you now, you see a bridge. A bridge that will take you from the world of your past to a new world and a new life. It's a life full of possibilities, full of potential, full of challenges and full of love. You choose to step onto this bridge. Feel yourself taking that step with commitment, with love for yourself. You look ahead and there you see your new life, the vision you have created for yourself. There are wonderful places full of light where you make a home for yourself and for those you love. Places full of life, friendships in which you receive and give, a nurturing community unfolding around you. There are new environments to explore and challenge. Work that satisfies and fulfills you. And quiet places where you rest and rejuvenate yourself. You see your unique vision laid out before you. You're moving ahead, walking, jumping, dancing with joy, happy that the negative past is over. And for a moment you glance back to remember what you are leaving behind. And then with even more energy you search ahead. You realize you are headed toward the life you have chosen for yourself that your heart desires. You recognize the array of experiences that are available to you in your own life. See your new world coming closer and closer as you move toward it, with new power and joy in each step. Your body responds in a whole new way. Your legs feel alive and strong as you stride on. Your heart is more open than ever before. And in your center you breathe deeply and powerfully, claiming your share of the energy, the air, the breath, the spirit of life. Your arms reach out to give and receive the gifts of this life. You are alive, a living, loving, integrated quadrinity, full of life and full of love. And with a final confident stride, you step into this new life, this new world, this new reality. Experience yourself standing here, supported by the earth, grounded by the light, present to your own power, your own wisdom, filled with love. Breathe deeply as you acknowledge and validate your current reality. From this place of abundance within yourself, and with your eyes still closed, reach out and take the hands of those next to you and experience your love and your light flow out to those around you.
Peace on the journey.
flows beyond this room to others in your life. Feel yourself sharing with them, giving to them, nourishing them with your essence. Experience yourself receiving love and light and nourishment from others in your life and in this room. That light, that love from your open heart, reaches out to embrace and touch the whole world. All beings as one, connected by the air we breathe and the love and light of the universe that we share. Feel it extending over the whole Australian continent, touching all beings, rivers, forests, deserts. Let it expand across the ocean, Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Send love to all the trouble spots on the planet and appreciate all beings and the recognition that they are doing their best, that they know how to do. They may still be stuck in negative love. Let your love and compassion melt their hearts. Let it expand to Europe, America, and the entire planet. Feel yourself present to yourself and to your life, and gently allow your eyes to open. Welcome to your new world.